There will be plenty to talk about today.
There certainly will.
Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
As of a few hours ago, we have seen the historic election in the States of Donald Trump.
Yes. Of not a woman president.
Yes.
Yes.
That is the historic part.
Yes.
That there was an opportunity.
It's true.
For Americans to move forward, and they chose instead
yes.
to move way back.
Well, you know, it's hard to win a game when you don't show up.
Yes, the protest, non-vote. That was my lesson to my kids this morning. This is what happens when you don't vote in protest. Mm-hmm. That you double the voting power of your opponent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she won the popular vote, but I don't know. I didn't think his ground game was there. I underestimated him.
Well, probably a lot of people did. And and this business of choosing not to vote in order to make a statement.
Because you could make a choice or...
Yeah, that's nothing. You're not changing the system by not voting.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is the result of, mm-hmm. of not voting. Mm-hmm. And 18 million fewer voters turned out this time than in 2012.
I feel so bad for Obama.
That is a lot of...
Such a classy dude.
Yep. He did a lot of work these last 8 years to help America move forward. And because the Republicans have control of both the House and the Senate, it is very possible that they can undo everything Obama did.
Yeah, not just Obama. Roe versus Wade.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
It's very frightening.
Yeah.
This is a very frightening time.
It is a scary day. And ironically, we're on... air at the same time that
Hillary Clinton's
her concession speech. So
not
much of an audience. I hope you're listening to her. I bet you she's
turn
more
us off.
Upbeat.
You can hear us on Thursday.
Yeah,
night.
That's right. She's probably more upbeat than we are. But and you know, today's show is about the art of reflection and what we thought we would do because we're nearing the end of another year is look back on what's been done this year in the arts. And because we think so much about the future, sometimes we forget to look back and go, hey, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
We did well.
But
we got that
done. But the thing about reflection is that it helps us move forward.
Absolutely.
Because we learn.
Mm-hmm. If you don't learn.
Yeah. And you learn through adversity.
Mm-hmm.
That's my takeaway for a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're facing the challenges and you're in an uncomfortable situation. That's when we have to innovate and then we learn new things and we learn that you can do things differently.
That's right.
And you won't die.
And if you lose, don't lose the lesson.
Yeah.
So we can't lose the lesson.
Well,
not today anyway.
This is an extreme lesson that will last a long time. And this is the problem, right? Like I feel like there's such permanence to this situation that it's not like, I don't know. It's kind of like Brexit, but not as like, but worse than Brexit, because in Brexit, the leader can still not enact Article 51 or whatever the term is.
Article 50, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
in
so they've got options there, but there's no options here.
And the court in the UK said they can't invoke Article 50 or 51.
Now I'm questioning myself. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, they can't invoke that article until they hold a vote in Parliament.
Right.
So it could turn that could turn it around.
Yeah.
But, gosh, we're strange creatures.
Oh, my God.
I was so sure.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I thought that it was ridiculous that this is just a big reality show for the Americans, but they'll show up and vote for Hillary because they know that they need somebody qualified rather than unqualified. I just assumed that they would know.
Yes,
they would, just understand that you need people of quality.
Yeah.
And also how
it's
many...
It's so humbling, though, to be like, whoa, that was a kick in the butt. How did that happen?
So here's my thing. I'm trusting that most people are actually not listening to us. They're actually listening to Hillary.
Okay.
So we'll just go with that. This is my takeaway. I've got a lot of takeaways, but one of them is that the uneducated, uninformed people of America now outnumber the intelligent, educated, thoughtful people of America. And that is frightening. That is very frightening.
It is.
And it is, like you said, only a few minutes before the show started, about the importance of education.
Yes.
When you let fear be your educator.
Yes.
this is what happens.
Exactly. And if ever there was a time to go out and get a solid education, today would be a good day to start.
Yes.
So Matthew, if you're listening, please do your math homework and your French homework. Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? You need to be informed, and we need to understand that there's a world out there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another problem with, especially the southern states, they're very insular. Mm-hmm. It's all about them. They don't see what's happening outside in the world, and they don't know that the world has changed. Mm-hmm. And when you say things like, make America great again, people like that, people who don't understand the bigger world around them, think that we can go back. That we can go back to the 50s or 40s or 30s when there was jobs.
And who wants to go back to that?
Well, we can't.
No.
There is just no going back.
Yeah.
Because climate change has made it so that there are parts of the world that are uninhabitable. Mm-hmm. We are going to see mass immigration that's going to get way, way more frequent and more numbers.
We've got no options. They won't be going.
I'm not going south. That's for darn
sure. Yeah, no, I know. I actually found an old passport last night and cut it in half. I was so mad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, our immigration site crashed.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
That's right.
The Canadian immigration site.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's true. The smart ones will come.
I honestly can't even imagine. Okay. This is one thing for
the
rhetoric, the smart ones.
The draining the swamp, right?
Yeah.
And the crooked Hillary and the lock her up and the quality of public dialogue over the last 500 days, I mean, my heart is bruised. My brain is bruised. I can't believe human beings would speak to each other in that way.
Well, a lot of human beings don't speak to each other in that way. And I think that's the problem with how much power the media gave Donald Trump.
Yes.
And I think I hope they reflect because I think that there are some members of the media who fully understood what was going on and that the media was making that election different than what it should have been. Yeah.
Michael Moore called it too. Yeah. Michael Moore called it.
Yeah.
That's basically, I think, what he was saying.
Yeah.
That you're giving him a free platform.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, and I don't wish anybody ill will. I mean,
of course not.
That's not, I don't want them to suffer for what they've done. But I do worry, and I guess what we have to do is just learn from it and move on and be stronger and not lose the lesson, right?
Well,
which is what reflection.
What I always say is, no matter who's in power, because you know we've all had times when somebody's been in power in Canada that hasn't been somebody we agree with. That the best that we can do is work hard in our community to make it a better place, and. You just keep going.
That's
on.
That's the best we can do.
Yeah.
Just
one
keep
foot
going.
In front of the other and do our best to love each other and care for each other and make sure that we're open and welcoming to everyone, no matter what their background, no matter what their circumstances, that we just care for each other.
Yeah. Because I mean, I think the time for ridicule and I told you so and look what you've done. I mean, that's not going to, no.
Well, it doesn't serve anything.
No.
Right?
I mean, the humor will help heal the wounds, but
like I read a tweet last night, breaking jokes about America no longer funny.
Yes. Yeah,
it's now very serious.
Or
this is now the leader of the possibly most powerful nation on the planet.
I mean, if he has any sense, and he must have some sense, because look what he did, look what that group of people did. They got to the White House.
Okay, except that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that
maybe he'll
sense
cross
had a lot
party
to do
lines,
with it,
you know, for a cabinet or
this, but the weird setup that the Americans have for their alignment, how they seem to identify with either Democrat or Republican, and they don't deviate from that, or it seems to be something that they feel like it's being disloyal to their family or something if they deviate from it. Like there were a lot of comments previous on Twitter and things about how some Republicans had to, you know, basically hold down their vomit and go and vote Democrat.
Yeah.
Right. I'm thinking, why? Why?
Why can't you switch?
Yeah. What is this weird identity alignment business?
Not allowed to.
And I think that's what gave him that little extra boost mm-hmm. that he needed to actually win everything, mm-hmm. is there were people who would just always vote Republican. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even think that this sexist, misogynist criminal who wants to build a wall and kick out all Muslims, they don't think that, you know, they don't necessarily agree with him, but they always vote Republican.
And did he win or did she lose?
Yeah.
I mean, 18 million fewer voters.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean about that the protest could have made a difference. Vote. What the heck? Like, if you guys have a problem with your democratic system, go out and fix the system.
Yeah.
Don't stay home.
Yeah.
I mean, you're known for, especially Americans, if you're listening, you are known for getting out of your houses and revolution and revolt and protest and doing something. Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, we're the polite ones. We're the ones that stay home and go, oh, well, we'll just vote in the next election.
Sure. It's true. And in the grand scheme of things, maybe it's a blip on the map. We'll look back and go, oh, look, that happened. And then we'll get back to.
Yeah, well, I did
see yesterday on Facebook, Obama 2020. Too early?
Yeah.
Too soon? Michelle, yeah. Too soon?
Michelle Obama. Woohoo. Yeah. That would not surprise me at all.
Yeah.
And also it's, you know, like, oh my gosh, would that be most amazing? A female president, first female president who's also of African-American mm-hmm. descent. I mean, really, that would be just mm-hmm. the most awesome.
I'm sure she's not thinking about it today.
No, not today.
Not today.
Well, and plus, I mean, she sees, you know, Hillary was
sick.
Hillary was designed for this job, right?
Yes. Like
she started when she was a kid.
Yeah. And you know, and I think reflecting on it means we have to acknowledge that you have to work twice as hard and still not get elected.
Yeah. Like every little girl out there is now feeling like, oh, look at that. If you work hard and make nice mm-hmm. and get yourself all qualified, you still can't be president, but your abuser can.
Yes. Yeah. And so what is it about, why are we like this? Anyway, there's lots of
people. I think that there's still a great inequality. There's still great hatred of women.
Oh, it's built in. It's built into the system. Mm-hmm. I don't.
It's just not. We're not there yet.
Glass ceiling.
Equality is not there.
We have to break through the glass ceiling.
Well, that's I think the only way that's going to happen is when the generation that got Donald Trump elected, when they're dead.
There
then,
you go.
Then we might think about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
because they're not going to change their minds.
You know,
they're not going to see the light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's hard to get excited about anything today.
Yeah,
it just feels
is.
Like there's a collective sickness on the world.
Everybody on the radio, everybody sounds so subdued on CBC this morning. I couldn't even watch. I started watching the Food Network. I said, that's it. I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I'll sure miss watching the news. CBC Change World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had to last night when mm-hmm. both Eric and my one of my daughters were checking all the feeds and saying, he's in the lead. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. You guys have to stop talking about it because I feel sick. I feel like I'm going to throw up and I don't want to feel sick anymore. I just want to go to bed and wake up and discover that Hillary won.
Yeah, she actually did win the popular vote. But
that's overnight. No consolation
it's
prize. No,
I know it's not a consolation prize. But yeah. So what do we learn? We don't know yet. And where do we go from here? We're not sure. But you know what? The sun will come out tomorrow.
That's true.
Yeah.
Today on Artscape, we were trying to talk about reflection, the art of reflection.
The art of reflection.
But we could not stop reflecting on last night's turn of events in the States.
We were a little obsessive reflective this morning.
Yeah.
You know, but let's just, going back to that for a minute, not the election, why reflection is important. So when I lived in the big city and had a roommate in an apartment and it's kind of I like to call them my Mary Tyler Moore years. Every birthday, we would go out with a piece. We would go out on our birthdays and sit with a little notepad and write down. We would do a year in review. Mm-hmm. And we would go through every month of the calendar and write down one awesome thing that happened or one maybe not so awesome thing that happened. And then we would write down what we would hope for the next year. Mm. And it really was a powerful tool because it kept us thinking about what we want to do next and thinking about how lucky we'd been to do what we did. And those years I traveled, I went on bike trips, I did all kinds of stuff. I took Italian lessons, I took tennis lessons, I
Yeah.
I even took an interpretive dance class.
Can't not see you.
I know, right?
Dance, but that's awesome.
Yeah, I took ballet,
Brave Little Soldier,
for a while.
Yeah,
nice. I mean, it was different. I was single, and you know, no unattached. You know,
you have to rush home, make supper,
like,
for the kids,
responsibilities, no mortgage, no. All I had to do was show up for work, which is pretty awesome. But, and so I just thought it would be interesting to do that with the art scene in the Shuswap in the last year. What have we done? What have we seen? What have we learned? And even just scribbling notes here this morning, it's pretty awesome.
It was a great year.
Yeah.
And you're right, that reflection teaches us that we have moved forward.
Yeah, you just have to stop and go, and wait.
Exactly.
Wow.
And sometimes you don't take the time to reflect. And in fact, BC Arts Council builds that into their grant application every year.
Yes.
You have to reflect on three things that you did last year what you learned. And you're not necessarily supposed to just, you know, blah, we did this, we're so awesome. You're actually supposed to find things that you learned about, like that things that were mistakes and challenges.
Or things you could have done or should have done or will never do again, right?
Yeah. And so it's all, it's important reflection. I actually thanked them about for that part of the application. Because we just are pedaling fast all the time.
And sometimes we just move quickly from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, and then we forget. That's why I always think debriefing is really important, because then you write it down so that the next year when you go to do it, you don't go, oh, what was that thing we said we wouldn't do again?
I know we were going to do it differently. I just don't remember how.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do that sometimes because we have some things that are annual. I'll make a note on a scribbly piece of paper
and
fire
file.
It into next year's file so that it's there. And then I open it next year and go, oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Totally going to do that differently.
Yeah. So, you know, what's the point of moving forward if we don't have what we learned to back us up?
That's right.
Right? So you could keep making the same mistakes over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently they forgot that.
They forgot that.
They should have debriefed before they voted. But anyway.
Yeah.
But just so even the exhibits at the gallery, like you had a number of member shows, diverse artists. I mean, it was it's and the quality every year just keeps going up and up and up.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that I like is one of the things we learned a few years back is how to integrate a youth component into the exhibitions and making sure that we have representation from a demographic that, you know, we don't see or hear from very often.
Yeah, because ultimately it'll be theirs.
Yeah.
At some point.
And we better make sure they're involved now and learning things now.
So much. We forget to be contemporary and forward looking in our thinking because it's so safe to always do things the same way.
Yeah.
And I think as a community, we always have to be saying, what's happening next? What's going on over there? How are they doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Could we be doing that better?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot of safety in routine.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
And
but then you
and
routine
custom
yourself
and
right
tradition.
Into non-existence.
Yes.
Though.
And
I see that. I've seen that a couple of times with some other groups in town. I see them doing the same thing over and over again. And I think, why? Why are you still doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly it's decreasing in its interest and value.
Mm-hmm.
There's opportunity to reinvent it, to make it work better for the whole community, to respond to the needs.
Yes.
And all I can do is kind of sit back and, you know, and say, well, gee, that's too bad. Because if it were me 5 years ago, I would have done this.
Sure. And you just have to keep step, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So
it's too bad that you see some things end, but it's because people are just, I mean, they just want to do it the same way. Maybe it's just
well, because
easier.
It's easy, right?
Yeah.
Nothing worth doing is easy.
It's true.
Yeah.
And it's hard to reinvent something. Like it's hard to say, okay, well, this thing, we still think it's important, but this part isn't working. How do we do it differently and still make it work within the whole framework that you've spent years setting up? Like we're going to be looking at that with, wow, like next year, Canada 150 years, we're doing things entirely differently.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We're changing the way that program runs.
Good.
And it's really scary.
I bet.
Yeah. But we have to do it. I mean,
but if there's a year to take on something new, it's next year.
This is the year, yeah.
But before we go into next year, it's important to look back and see, okay, what have we learned? So in January, you had the member show.
Yep.
Which was juried.
Yes.
Yes.
The memory show has been juried now for a few years. And it's because an open exhibition is challenging. A lot of work comes in, and we just bang a lot of holes in the walls, and a lot of people are unhappy with their piece being hung too close to the ceiling and things like that, right? So you do have to limit it. But a juried show is valuable because it works as a CV item. You can actually say, this is something I was selected
my
for.
My piece was in a juried show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also helps to tell the story more effectively when we have a theme.
And so that was you span the width of the membership.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas in February you did the TRU.
No, that was March. But the member show goes January to February.
It's a five or six week show.
Yeah.
In
March we went to the True BFA show.
Yes.
So that was
Bachelor of Fine Arts.
Yeah. The Bachelor of Fine Arts group from Thompson Rivers University in Kamloops.
Future.
Yeah, that's right. And this year it was co-curated with Sue Miller because she was taking the curatorial course at the university there. So that was
helped a lot.
Again, you choose a theme, you have a jury, get the submissions from the artists, and it was a great process. They were happy. I was happy.
And oftentimes we think we're teaching them when really they teach us.
Exactly.
I always learn stuff from my students.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure we have a course this week yet, and I'm totally going to be schooled on this election thing. They're going to say, we knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then in April was Aaron Leon.
Yes. Aaron Leon's photography exhibition and Lottie Kozak.
Yeah, who was here too.
He
spent some time with us in studio.
He did. We had an excellent talk with him about cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. It was really interesting. I've taken that idea and gone on several times to talk about that with different people, and it's something that we're going to explore further as we go into next year. See, another learning thing. Like,
absolutely.
I learned what First Nations appropriation really looked like, like really how it broke down and what things were images or objects or items that were sacred that are not supposed to be appropriated, other things that were open and sharing and absolutely considered part of the global.
Yeah, and it's not something you want to guess or Google.
No.
You want to know.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Education.
Absolutely.
And that's constantly what I strive for is to help, well, for myself and all of the visitors to the gallery. We're really talking about dialogue. We do a lot of storytelling, but that storytelling goes both ways.
Yes.
We want people to have discussions and to learn from each other.
And every show you learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
And moving forward from there, we went into the May show was FCA, the Federation of Canadian Artists.
Yes.
Again, that's a juried
situation. Wider group, but.
Yep. Larger group, but a few shoe swap artists in there, which was nice. So you get this wider regional representation.
Mm-hmm.
And then June, we had Leora Gesser, who was a drawer from Grand Forks, doing this interesting kind of walk through the landscape exhibition with her raw paper drawings that were just there open to the air. That was different. You know, we usually try to protect things and keep things like things on
especially
paper behind glass.
So much sunlight in the gallery,
which
is unusual. Most galleries don't have ginormous windows.
Yeah. They're climate controlled and light controlled. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there we are wide open to the elements.
Have.
Mm-hmm. We're only one class, just, I don't know if you know this, but galleries have a class system.
Yes.
Class A gallery would be like the
class National Gallery.
AA. Yeah, like the ones that actually have climate control, light control, and all this stuff. We're only one class above an outdoor gallery.
There you go.
Just about under a tent.
Right? Cardiff and Miller, you built a room, a gallery within a gallery to accommodate that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it does, it can work. It's just the resources, right?
Yeah.
That's okay. And then, of course, from there.
The big show in the summer.
Very big show.
Yes.
The Trail Mix.
The Trail Mix, which connected so many people.
Yeah.
Which in and of itself was quite a hike, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an enormous project that actually was just about 2 years in the making. So I think what a lot of people don't understand is the exhibitions don't just kind of start on the first day that we open and then we just throw it up on the wall and then we have people come in and look at it and then leave.
Nuh-uh.
No. Every exhibition requires.
You should put like a GoPro and film a whole installation.
Yeah, but it's like we need more than the installation. We need the previous 2 years.
Yes.
Worth of
but it would be cool to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we did sort of with the knitted tree, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think we did a time lapse thing there. Anyway, the Trail Mix
did
take longer.
It was 2 years.
Longer than a lot of projects. But But most exhibitions are about a year to 18 months in preparation, and then a good 3-4 months in advance of actual work. Mm-hmm. So I'm always working on, like, right now it's actually troublesome for me to go back in my files and look at something in 2016, because it feels like that was so many years ago. Yes. Because I'm working in 2017 and 18 now.
Yes.
For the most part. When I just went in to get a Linda Franklin thing for the current exhibition, I looked in 2017. I'm like, where's Linda's file?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right. We're still in 2016.
Yes.
So I'm always working that far ahead. Yes. So it's just, yeah. Anyway, Trail Mix was an enormous project that did take 2 years. And we did pump out a publication at the end of it.
Yes.
Which I in all of my things, in my annual report, I said it was like having a baby.
Yes.
You know, the labor was horrific, mm-hmm. but then it came out and you're like,
look at my beautiful book, your first book. Congratulations.
Oh, well, that's exciting. A huge thank you to you you were the mentor and guiding light for the whole thing.
No, I was quite happy to help you.
Quite happy to help, she says. There was a happy. Lot of, there was a lot of, well,
wow.
There was a out. Lot of work.
And they always are a lot of work. The good ones are anyway.
Yeah. And it's a great little product, and it's a fundraiser now.
Yes. Like it's become it's the perfect Christmas card.
Yeah. From the Shoe Swap.
From the Shoe Swap for people you really, really, really like.
Yeah.
You throw it in a little envelope.
It's a cheap mail out gift.
Yeah.
It's $20.
Yeah.
You're supporting both the gallery and the Trail Alliance with your purchase.
It's like a triple whammy.
And it fits in a little envelope and goes. Vit.
Yes.
It's a triple whammy.
It's a triple whammy. So it's supports the gallery, it supports the trails, it's a great Christmas present. You mm-hmm. get all three in one.
And you're promoting the Shoe Swap.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the story just continues to get told. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, I don't know very many people who have done all the trails that we featured in Trail Mix.
No,
and so, yeah, so I feel like, well, that can be a personal challenge mm-hmm. for all of us over the next 5 years to make sure we explore all of those trails.
Maybe we should design like a little envelope that people could...
Oh,
like a Christmassy envelope.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
I like it.
See? Learning
as we go.
I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Envelope.
In orange pencil crayon.
Yes, because orange makes me happy. So.
Except in the States. You don't want to be orange in the States.
Yeah. You know, whatever. They don't get to own it. I like orange.
That's right. Yeah. They don't get orange.
They don't get it. I know after 9/11, when they made the highest alert orange, I was so irritated.
Yeah.
Like, we're on orange alert. How dare you? That's my
don't
color.
Take my orange.
Take burgundy, teal. Go for it. Do not take my orange.
I might have to choose wine as my color.
Yeah, there you go.
Wine. Yeah. Wine alert. Wine alert.
Wine alert. Wine alert.
Okay. Already we have to take another break. Except before, I know,
we're
right?
We're not even through the last year.
Yeah. Yet, well, before we go, yet. I have to mention that it's been birthday week in my household.
Oh.
We've had three birthdays in 5 days.
Holy moly.
Yes. Husband, engineer, Eric, my daughter, Layla.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Layla.
And today's my mom's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah.
I think that she actually listens. Although she's probably listening to Hillary right now.
Well, I'm sure Hillary's done speaking by now.
Maybe.
It's a good thing our tone is upbeat.
Today on Artscape, we're looking back. Some of us are looking back at the last 24 hours, but we're supposed to be looking back.
11 months.
Yes.
10 months. Well, 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were at the summer.
Yeah, we just finished the trail.
Yeah.
We finished the hike, and then in September
it was Tricia Selmer, the plein air painting.
Yes.
It's also BC Culture Days in September.
Yes.
So that's an opportunity to go out and try things that maybe, you know, you haven't tried before, to mm-hmm. be part of some behind the scenes things in the arts. Not a lot of stuff happened in Salmon Arm in terms of behind the scenes. There were quite a few lovely events mm-hmm. and some free events, but I think Culture Days is supposed to be a behind the scenes kind of thing.
Like an open house.
Kind of. So
yeah. And August was also Culture Crawl, which is always quite popular.
Yes, for sure. That's a great way to feature our local mm-hmm. visual artists for sure.
And it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's very practical too. Yeah.
Works nicely with Roots and Blues. And
but yeah, Culture Week is bigger in the big cities, but we can change that.
Yeah. Well,
if we wanted.
But I mean, we just don't have
enough.
Some of the things, like, you know, in a big city, you can go behind the scenes. Like, there's 100 different
the
theater companies, and ballet companies, and all the places where you can do the, you know, that kind of behind the scenes, or yes. participate in some big community dancing, you know, choreographed number that's going to be done at the next whatever yes. dance, right? Like, yes. you know, we just don't have those kinds of...
Like a flash mob dance.
Yeah.
Or a flash dance. Ooh.
When was Sam and I going to get our first flash mob?
That I don't know.
Really fun. Maybe you and I should start one.
Let's think about it.
You could take all your ballet today. Experience.
Okay, I'll write that down too. Flash okay. mob, but not today.
Sam and Arm. Yeah, but not today. Are you going right. to write that part down too?
Okay. Yeah, no.
So and then we went into October, yeah. which is always the fuzzy warm month.
Fuzzy warm the month.
Artfelt Collaborative.
Yes.
So that was a group of five ladies from Okanagan, and they're fairly new in terms of working together. So they're felt artists, but they have been doing individual work for a lot of years. Then they've just recently come together to start working on things collaboratively. So it was a learning experience for them to have a show at our gallery, but mm-hmm. and a learning experience for us about, you know, sort of how to help a group like that
come together,
congeal and, yes. you know, make a show. And
yeah. Wow.
It was good. And then November, of course, we're currently exhibiting Linda Franklin's exhibition. Yeah. And hers is kind of a culmination of her styles over the last like number of years as well, because she's very well known for her landscapes.
And she has architectural drawing background, yeah, doesn't she?
She's an architectural yeah. designer. She has done unbelievable portraits over the years. And she's also been doing a lot of experimental abstract work over the last few years as well. So in this way, she's kind of brought all three of those elements together
yes.
in this study of the construction workers yes. that worked on her house.
And if you haven't been and you don't normally go to the gallery, but you're in building of any kind, you need to see this show.
Yeah, it's totally fun.
It's not something you would normally see. It's not a typical subject of...
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think I've ever featured an exhibition in my time
like
there
if you're a member
that
of,
focused on the construction industry.
No, if you're a member of SCIP, you need to... I mean, it's groundbreaking in that way.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's storytelling of a whole new sector.
Yeah, and you might even recognize a few...
Yeah. Oh, you should have seen on opening night. Yeah. It was so sweet. Yes. I think some of those guys came just to see if they were there.
If they made it.
Yeah.
Aww.
They made the cut.
Nice. That's right. She built a house.
Yes.
I'd forgotten that.
Yeah. And she did have a whole different sort of series planned and actually came to me and said, I am totally inspired by these people, these craftspeople mm-hmm. who have an intense amount of skill and unbelievable collaborative, you know, abilities and seem to be able to visualize what I'm visualizing. And I really am so inspired by them.
So
I want to celebrate
to build the house. With
yeah,
them.
It would be. I it's a, the ultimate that. Creative.
Yes.
Thing, right? Then you get to live in your creation. When
wow.
You're done.
I would love, I mean, all buildings are monuments to someone, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Every single one.
Yeah. I almost want to go into the whole Trump thing again, but we're going to avoid that anyway.
And yeah, so, it, you know, do check it out.
Yes, yeah. absolutely worthwhile. And then in December, Heroes and Rogues. So that's
the last show of 2016.
The last show of 2016.
And I think it's a good jumping off point for 2017.
Well, it is because
this collection.
The collection, the little story is the collection was donated. The remaining parts of the collection were donated by Craig Pulsifer, the photographer who actually took all the portraits.
In 2005.
In 2005 yeah. during Salmon Arms Centennial.
Yeah.
And so there were 21 photos that were donated to us. I think there might have been 40 or 50 even that were taken yeah. originally. Some of the people, the
Dave
subjects.
Dave and the boys, are they in that?
They're in
collection?
That.
There you go. But they're not, you're not putting
they're
them,
not going to no, be no, in the okay. show. We're only doing, I think we've got 18 of the original ones that were donated.
But the boys were so little.
I know, they're babies.
Aren't they cute?
They're so cute.
Oh, I miss my babies.
Yeah. But what we did decide to do is add to the collection.
Yeah, wonderful.
So new rogues. We hired Craig to go out and take photographs of some new heroes and rogues. So there's five new portraits in the collection that actually...
kind of balances it out a bit.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Two of them are couples. Mm-hmm. So there's actually seven people.
Seven more heroes and rogues.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And then just as to add this fun contemporary element, we also are going to have a photo booth.
Yes.
You can add yourself to
and
the Heroes
and
Rogues
love a
gallery.
Photo booth. I'll be there.
Yeah.
I love photo booths.
It's kind of fun.
So it reminds me of that movie Amelie.
Amelie. Oh, yeah.
Or maybe I'll go watch that. I'm thinking of skipping off work today.
And just going and watching some
yeah,
foreign
go
film.
Hide under the blankets and watch
yeah.
a film about a woman who changed a lot of lives quietly.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Right.
Maybe and we successfully. Should all do that. Yeah. Maybe we'll wake up in the morning and it will all have been a nightmare.
It could be.
Just
rounding error.
Pinch, pinch, pinch.
I know. I know.
Okay. But yes, about learning from.
Yeah. So things. Why do we do this? Like, it's not just to pat yourself on the back. It's to learn. So you've covered a wider audience and a wider group of artists, mm-hmm. and you've got your first publication under your belt, right? Yeah.
And I think one of the things that is
covered topics that aren't normally covered in an art show.
Yeah. Another underlying thing that a lot of people don't see is board planning and totally. Renewal, and that's been happening.
Staff responsibilities.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just an ever-shifting environment anyway. But what's nice about the board situation is that we identify that there are gaps in the representation that we really needed from the community.
Sure. Yeah. You need to plan your board.
Yep. And you need diversity of thought, mm-hmm. right? Like, I mean, it's very easy to get caught up in the, like, well, let's just fill the board with people that we know are interested in the arts, and they're
like, it's a
it does
bit
become club-like clinky. And I totally get it, because I was one of those people that thought you have to be invested, you have to know about the arts if you want to sit on a board of an arts council, right? You have to have had experience with the gallery, you have to have, you know, want to see
we
it
have
succeed.
To earn your stripes.
Exactly. Yes. I don't feel like just pulling people off the street is ever going to make a good board, right? No. So what I had to learn from that is that creates a very unified kind of thought process where people mostly think the same way.
Sure.
So
you had to break that.
We had to break it. Yeah. We had to say, nope, now we need to just think about, we need representation from young parents. Mm-hmm. We need representation from people who identify as Aboriginal. Mm-hmm. We need representation from men.
Yeah. Shocking.
We need youth.
Yes.
Youth. Not just like under 30, but actual
teenagers. Yeah. Yes.
And
of course they're not going to have the same.
Youth aren't going to want to sit on a board for a 2-year term, right? No. Like, they're not invested in that way. However, for as the time that we can have them, it's important to have their voice at the table. So we actually created a position on the board for a youth appointment that's going to be on 1-year term. Mm-hmm. And we got that person, which
Wonderful.
Is awesome. So we have a new board member who is in grade 12, and she's going to be on our board for the year.
What a great experience.
Yes. Yes. So that is very progressive as far as I'm concerned. It's important, an important step. And then we're just making sure that, you know, we're working towards filling those gaps mm-hmm. in the future.
And
that,
it'll all come together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And diversity of thought. That's the bottom line.
Yes. Because if you recruit from an existing cohort, you're not going to find much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it just means that those people, they're rah-rah. It's great.
Oh, absolutely.
And you.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel like
for a minute, you know. Do I mean that it's not great?
No, it is. It makes you feel real good because they support you already.
Hours.
Yeah.
I mean, just look when we do real lunch.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's another learning experience.
Yes. How you learn, many people.
You learn from your fundraisers how well you're meeting the needs of a community. Because you can't make people show up to things.
No.
Right? So you have to create a situation where people want to show up to things. So you're always rethinking, replanning, you know. And real lunch is one of those things. Like, that's been going on for 20 years.
20 years.
20 years.
Wow.
And maybe it's time to change.
Maybe.
You know? Like, who things knows? Have changed. The Film Society has changed. The festival has changed. It used to be 2 theaters, 4 movies at a time. Now it's 1 theater, 1 movie at a time.
Yes.
So it's not the sort of big bustling event that it used to be.
Right.
Netflix might have had something to do with this.
Yeah.
But essentially, there's been change. We should be responding to the change.
Yes.
So there will be learning and responding.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why reflection is important.
Yes.
There.
And same with WOW. So as we go forward, like looking at Canada 150 as the opportunity to do something different.
Are you sharing yet, or you're not there?
Well, we're not quite there. We've been talking to a couple people that are actually in the music industry.
Yes.
About how this can work better. Mm-hmm. WOW takes a lot of time and energy and resources. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really, like, it's not like a nonprofit should make money, but you also shouldn't be consistently losing money.
No.
You should really try to make a program pay for itself. Mm-hmm. So we have excellent sponsors. We get a couple of different identified grants that are specific for that program. But we have these unbelievable costs to running that sure. whole series, and the costs are exceeding our income.
Yes.
And
the time might be exceeding the, yeah.
Yeah. And so we just need to rethink how we do it to make it, yeah, because if we can't, we don't want to decrease the amount of money we pay bands or
no.
Like we can't not pay the gazebo rental. We can't not pay for, you know, signage when we sponsor, you know, things like that. So what we're doing is we're scaling back on the resources that we are spending on this side, like on the Arts Council side, thinking, how do we make this more efficient so that our staff time isn't being utilized to the maximum from February onwards, trying to make this work.
And that's a part of leadership, right? Planning, leading, organizing, controlling. Controlling is important. You have to realize, and that's part of looking back too. You have to look back and go, okay, so we spent the X number of dollars.
Yeah.
Right? And what's the exchange of value? And there's no doubt that people love WOW.
They do love WOW. They expect WOW.
They expect WOW. But it doesn't mean it has to be done the same way every time.
Yeah. And it's not really that it'll change much on the outside.
No, it's just internal processes.
Yeah, yes. It's just the way that it runs as a program function, right? Like how it actually runs as a program. And it's just like when the gallery and the Arts Council amalgamated.
Yes.
You know, like on the outside, I don't think it looks
anybody
any different.
Necessarily.
But on the inside, it changed huge.
Yes.
Like it was a massive
change.
Yeah,
sometimes those tweaks are... Mm-hmm. Create amazing outcomes and efficiencies, and nobody knows any better, any different, right?
All they do know is that it's still here.
Yes.
And that it looks great and there's lots of things to do, and you feel proud of your space and in your community and proud of the people who are offering that thing. And so as long as we keep feeling that, I think that, the payoff is there.
Absolutely.
But it means that we have to constantly keep working at being more innovative and being thoughtful and being reflective.
Yes.
And making sure we learn as we go.
Because going into next year, it's a big year. 8 shows.
Yes.
Even that's a big deal.
It's huge. Yes. We have massive shows planned for Canada 150. Like they're awesome.
But so rather than have 10, you're doing 8.
Yes.
Tiny bit longer.
Yeah. So a couple of them will be 5 or 6 weeks rather than just 3 or 4 weeks.
What I love about it is they're all from they're not traveling shows.
Yeah,
they're people all applying to come here. They're all coming out of here.
Yes, yes. They're all generated out of our own dialogue with Canada.
Exactly.
Yeah, from the shoe swap. It's awesome.
Yes.
And now,
as the art world turns, a dramatic moment in the arts.
Well, there's a lot of, we could just say it's, election and that dramatic moment done.
Lots of drama.
Yeah.
But we found something online, Board Panda, thank you again. and it really speaks to how when you're big and powerful, you can use your power for good.
Yes.
Right? So IKEA, largest retailer in the world, furniture maker, furniture store, whatever you want to call them, purveyor of fine goods, one assembles oneself. Swedish for missing parts.
Did you see? Yeah. Did you see that cartoon where the IKEA interview, job interview, and there's like a bunch of pieces? Have a seat.
Have a seat. Exactly. Working with the Norwegian Red Cross, IKEA installed a model Syrian home inside the store. So you know how you walk around and follow, and there's lovely living rooms and lovely dining rooms. Well, this was basically like a bomb shelter made of cement blocks.
Wow.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
Right? Plastic tarps for window coverings and no furniture whatsoever. Little plastic pots for water, small cooking device. I mean, it's just scary and sad, right? But what a way to send a message about how very fortunate we are.
Yeah. Well, and bringing reality to your front
door,
because I think that's so easy for us to sit here on the other end of the internet, looking at pictures going, oh, that's so sad. Yeah. Oh, that's so terrible. Yeah. Oh, that's really awful. They're being bombed.
Exactly. And they wanted
but
to
then it's
bring
click
home
and they're
the
gone.
Shortage of basic human needs. Right.
Yeah.
And we have so much. I don't understand why we wouldn't. This is a part that I don't, you know what they say, if you have more than you need, build a longer table, not a higher fence.
Yeah.
And that's what I wish we would learn.
Yeah. I wish we could learn that too.
Yeah.
I don't know what the backlash is about building the higher fence or building the wall.
Yeah.
Why I don't know what purpose it serves.
Yeah.
When we isolate ourselves, we know that we're weaker.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where the lessons are that they're looking at, but.
And I hope we're, the outcome isn't that we're afraid to try and make a difference. If anything, I feel like I want to work harder to make a difference.
Maybe that will be what happens.
Right? I guess that would be my takeaway.
Yeah.
It's okay. Now I'm mad.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you really made me mad. Right?
And maybe organizations,
business people owners, organizations. Yeah. You know, we all have to take, we can't sort of, I don't know, pussyfoot around it anymore. Mm-hmm. We can't. It's here. It's right next door now.
Yeah.
Right? So what do we do?
Well,
how can we, exactly.
Like, how can you affect change right yes, here where you are?
Exactly.
That makes the change.
Yes.
You know, like that just spreads.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think about
it's
how
the ways, the causes you support or the discussions you partake in you know, what is it?
And ask yourself, what's at the
core?
The groups
that you belong to, the letters that you write, right?
Yeah, exactly. And what is the core of what your belief system mm-hmm. is? Make mm-hmm. sure that you know that you're not aligning with an idea or a party or whatever that doesn't align with you, with your beliefs. And if your beliefs are that we should care about each other,
yes,
you need to act in that way.
True. And not do it out of, I mean, I say, okay, I'm mad, but not to do it out of anger, but to do it out of a good heart.
Yeah.
And a meaningful place and a meaningful experience. And I mean, that's why the arts are so very important, because mm-hmm. it is one way. It's a great way. It's such a meaningful, inclusive, rewarding way to express those needs,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
To express those views, to change the world. And so keep doing what you're doing. Good year. A+.
We get an A+.
You get an A++.
Well.
Gold star, my friend. Gold star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess as at least we understand the process mm-hmm. of learning. I think that's probably a roadblock for some people, is that they don't really know what it is that instigates learning.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe reflection is just not on the table because they don't know how important it is.
Well, the universe is funny that way. If you don't learn, it will let you know. Yeah. See? Told ya. You should have done your homework.
Yeah. Again, with the education reference.
Maybe that's what happened yesterday. Maybe that was the universe's way of saying, should have done your homework.
Yeah. Well, except that it's a very permanent, you know, sort of result for a few terrible mistakes.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, right? Is that we often will suffer the repercussions for a very much longer time period than we hope. Yes. When you learn something, you want to change it now.
Yeah. When you lose, don't lose the lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now there's going to be at least 4 years of
which will go by quickly.
Click, click,
quickly,
click,
quickly.
Click every second of the clock. Anyway, okay. I have to make a point about that.
Less than 4 years now.
It's not, because January 20th.
No, but in less than 4 years, we'll have a different election.
Yes.
See? It's like counting down to Christmas.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Let's just focus on that. Focus on good things and things that add value and have meaning and add capacity, and right?
Yes.
Make people smile.
Okay. Yes. And remembering that we can't go back.
No.
I think that is something we all need to remember. Yes. There is no going back.
No.
That is how to shape your future so that it's better and more caring and more comfortable mm-hmm. and more manageable, and maybe we can breathe clean air, and maybe right, maybe there's big decisions to be made. Let's think about how we can make the changing world work.
Yes.
Not how can we go back to 50 years ago.
No. Yes, and what happens next?
Yeah.
Yes, and what happens next? Five most important words in the English language.
Yeah.
I think. Do you know what the 8 most common words of the English language are?
What?
And you have the will to be of it. 9. And you have the will to be of, wait, I can't count.
And you have the will
and
to be
you
of
have
it.
The will to be of it. 9.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
But isn't that a nice message?
Yeah.
Too? Yeah.
Well, Because there. It's true.
Okay, take all those nine words.
Yeah.
Go do stuff.
Exactly. Because that's the power. We have the power as individuals. We don't have...
No.
This business of not voting and that you think that's your power, that you're disrupting something. Not voting is the non-power.
Yes.
It's exactly not having
the individual power. Yes, you didn't have the will to be of it.
No.
Yeah. Right?
So,
and anyway. Speaking of having the will...
Having the will.
To be of it. We're here every week. Tracy and I and Eric and... There's a team of volunteers and there are board members and they work hard but this place does not run itself.
Yeah.
Right? It needs money.
Yeah.
Speaking of buying an hour of music.
Yes.
You bought your daughter.
I did. I bought Layla an hour of music for her birthday.
Yes.
Because I thought this Keep the Music Playing program was a great idea. So for $100, you get to say a message, you record a message and it can be, to somebody or to yourself or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they'll play a whole hour of your choice of music.
Right.
So I asked for mostly Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco, My Chemical Romance, 21 Pilots.
21 Pilots. You know what their song is?
What?
That's so awesome. Stressed Out.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the big one. Wake up, you need to make money. That's kind of what the message. We still need to do that.
Yeah. Well, the wake up anyway.
I listen to that all the time.
Yeah.
It's my go-to song.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting. That and the Strumbellas, but.
Strumbellas are great too. Yeah. Anyway, I think what was cool. So it was on her birthday. It was like at 9 o'clock in the evening. And so, she listens to those four bands all the time. But I think what made it really fun is not knowing what song was going to be next.
Just like somebody
else was mixing that music.
When we used to wait to press record as soon as our song would come on. Yeah.
So I just thought it was really fun. And then, lovely. And then Dolores bought an hour of Leonard Cohen on Sunday that was during our cleanup after Real Lunch.
Aww.
So we listened to Leonard Cohen for a solid hour.
Fantastic.
I know. And so I just think, what?
I'm going to totally do it too. Fun. I just haven't figured out if it's going to be Canadiana or if it's going to be like a Christmas thing.
Yeah. Oh, a Christmas thing would be so good because we all have our favorite Christmas music.
But I was going to see if they would play the Messiah for
a solid hour.
Yeah.
That'd be fun too. Yeah. Well, it's probably 1 hour mix.
Yeah.
I could have, there's so many remixes, rearrangements of major songs like that.
Yeah.
You could probably even get a 1 hour remix of Leonard Cohen's Halloween.
I have it on my phone. I can listen to it whenever I want, but I would love to just tune in and know that it's on.
Yeah.
And that there are people share. That's the sharing piece is important too, right?
It is.
You don't get to do this. I mean, you and I could sit at our house and record our own show and put it on a podcast, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's just so great for a community this size to have its own radio station. That's it's not a big corporate, this is nothing against our neighbors down the road, but it's a much different, that's a business model. This is the community model. Mm-hmm. It's good to have both.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. But you need to make money.
Well, you just.
Or not lose money in this case.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And that's about being innovative. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is an innovative program. It gives people some power. It gives them a voice. I think that's pretty critical.
So you don't
right?
just get a song. You get a whole hour.
Yeah. It is just totally fun. So let me be the testimonial. That was really fun and totally worth it.
Good job.
Yeah.
And it's $100.
$100.
It's a great investment.
And you're supporting this excellent program, which, by the way, is doing a lot of other things like recording First Nations language stories and, doing the old-time radio
theater
plays.
Groups, absolutely.
Yeah, so there's a lot of other things going on.
Hockey games.
Yeah.
Your Voice of the Shoe Shop's election coverage was the best there was.
Yeah, you can't get that kind of municipal election coverage.
I still listen to it on the podcast sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like listening to all the promises that the candidates
made? I listen to what I said and think, huh, did I do that? No, I haven't done that yet. Oh, man.
Oh.
It does. It kind of keeps me to account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Of course, there's stuff I didn't know then that I know now. So that's been very humbling. But it's not an easy job.
I can't
even imagine. You know what? Maybe it'll be
okay.
Hillary can be a grandma now and enjoy your grandbabies.
Do you honestly think that she's going to sit back and just, I'm just going to knit?
You know what? Maybe she needs a break. It's okay. I think she can have a lovely, there's a lot more to life than politics. And
I know, but
I hope she finally gets a chance.
Some people in the world can't stop helping other people.
Well, she's going to have to learn now, isn't she? We all have to learn.
I don't know. I think she'll still be out there. She's like, isn't she? Her foundation is a civil rights lawyer.
Yeah. Right?
So, she's just going to keep fighting.
Sure.
I just know she will.
Yeah. But she doesn't have to do it.
she doesn't have to anymore. But she probably will.
Well, I hope she gets to go on vacation somewhere in Europe. Not Disneyland, because I'm never going there again. No, anyway. Okay, don't be bitter. We're learning. We're learning. We're growing. We're reflecting. We're going to be okay.
Okay, so yes. a few logistics. So you can find arts events information on our website on the Participate page.
Participate.
At salmonarmartcenter.ca. You can also find us on Facebook at Salmon Arm Arts Center. And on Twitter at SA Art Center, which is basically just our Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Because I hardly ever tweet outside of that. I'm scared to tweet, to be honest. Oh. Tweeting is opening yourself up for a lot of anonymous commentary.
Oh, I rarely get tweeted.
Well, it's rare.
Back.
It's rare, but it's there.
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing. And that's why I think elections are in a different era now just because of that.
Yeah.
Because of social media and the regular traditional media.
Giant bulletin board, and every now and then they stick it with a little pin. There, take that.
Anonymity.
Or draw a mustache.
Gives us a weird power, though. Yeah.
Right? But it's okay.
Yeah, and speaking of mustaches, happy Movember.
That's right.
I'm working on my mustache.
Are you?
Can you see it? A little bit of fuzz. I got the one hair. It's called Spike.
Oh, you have a hair called Spike.
Yeah, that's inspired by Red from Orange is the New Black. Speaking of all the colors.
All the colors.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been a great time to reflect. Thank you, Louise. And I think I've learned to learn from you.
Oh.
Because without the opportunity to, you know, do the show with you and to talk about programming and things that we do at the Arts Center, how do we get the opportunity to have an hour conversation about stuff?
Yeah.
When we're always running with our hair flying behind
us. Exactly. It's my favorite part of it.
Yeah. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And on we go.
On we go.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.